American research is suggesting that autism spectrum disorder, which affects around 1 in 100 Australian children, could be partly caused or exacerbated by air pollutants. And if that's true, it has enormous implications for housing built near roads and industry. On the Health Report today, Norman Swan speaks with Mark Weisskopf of the Harvard School of Public Health about which pollutants might matter.
One that we do have very good data on is particulate matter, which is basically just stuff in the air. We can size fractionate it, that is, we can look at small stuff that's less than 2.5 microns in diameter, we can look at the bigger stuff that's up to 10 microns in diameter. And we have very extensive models that the Nurses' Health Study researchers, many of them, have used, for example, to link air pollution to cardiovascular disease, to respiratory problems, to mortality in general. And it's based on, again, EPA monitors that are around the entire country, meteorological factors. It's a model then that takes those monitor data, incorporates meteorological conditions, and incorporates land use patterns like traffic or other point sources. And it gets down to a resolution of the month. You could go even finer, but we have it as a month at a time. So now we can look specifically at the pregnancy or even trimesters of pregnancy. We also have it on the spatial level that now we know it at her address.
That's extraordinary. And what did you find?
We initially looked at the 9 months, so we averaged over the 9 months of the pregnancy. We considered the 9 months prior to that and the 9 months after that, so when the child was born. And what we found was a significant association between higher particulate matter that was less than 2.5 microns, so not with the larger stuff, but less than 2.5 for that pregnancy period. Again, in a dose response fashion. And we then went further and said, okay, if it's the pregnancy period, when in the pregnancy period? And we broke it out again by trimester of pregnancy and found results that looked much more dramatic for the third trimester of pregnancy.
For the third trimester? Because for brain development, wouldn't you expect the second trimester?
It depends on which part of the brain you're talking about, but certainly the third trimester you have a lot of neural development, you have a lot of synapse formation, you have a lot of growth going on.
So in summary then, what you find is that when you really boil this down, these women are getting exposed in the third trimester, the last 3 months of pregnancy thereabouts,
right,
and they're getting exposed to really tiny particles, mm-hmm. which are those also that seem to be associated with heart disease and other problems.
That's right.
Tend to come from traffic, don't they, these small particles?
That's an issue. These small particles have many sources, and those sources can in fact vary even across different areas of the United States. So between Australia and the United States, they could be vastly different. And even we know on the West Coast, for example, they have a very different pattern than on the East Coast because of a lot of the winds come over the water. So we don't yet know which aspect, and this is one of the things we're trying to pursue now, is what element of the particulate matter, if there is a particular one within that that matters, or is it just anything that happens to be 2.5?
What could be, because the next step in cause and effect, so you've shown the time element, you've shown the exposure, you've shown that the store's related, so it's getting pretty close to cause and effect. But the killer one is what could possibly be the biological reason. So there are plenty associations between pollutants and disease, but they fall down when it comes to the biology, because you can't work out
a sensible
biological explanation for why this would occur, because you've got the lungs to filter these particles, you've got the placenta. You know, the mother is designed to protect the fetus from lots of rubbish.
Right.
Why would this pollutant make a difference?
Right. That is, of course, the $64,000 question. We don't know, but we would like to know. What we do know is that exposure to these particles can cause things like immune dysfunction in the mother, inflammatory processes to be set off in the mother. And these things can potentially pass through to the fetus and potentially affect the fetus as well.
That's Mark Weisskopf from the Harvard School of Public Health in Boston speaking with Norman Swan. And if you want to know more about that study as well as new findings on what actually might be going wrong in the brains of people with autism and schizophrenia, tune into the Health Report with Norman this afternoon, 5:30, right here on RN.